Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Alongside Chris McPherson, I'm Bo Wolf, and it was a very busy day here at the NovaCare Complex, even though the players were off ahead of the Monday night showdown against the Indianapolis Colts. Three separate roster moves for this Eagles team. After beating the Jaguars, the Eagles emerged victorious but not unscathed. And so two players go to injured reserve, linebacker Najee Good, who suffered a pectoral injury, and offensive lineman Alan Barbary, who suffered an ankle injury. Meanwhile, starting left guard Evan Mathis goes to IR, designated to return after he suffered that knee injury. That means that he has to sit out at least 8 weeks before he can play again. That means week 10 against the Carolina Panthers is the first game that he returns. And filling those three roster spots then, the Eagles promote two players from the practice squad. Linebacker Emmanuel Acho will replace Najee Good, and offensive lineman, undrafted rookie out of USC, Kevin Graff, comes up to the offensive line. Meanwhile, the Eagles also go to free agency and pick up Wade Smith, a former Houston Texan offensive lineman. He's been all over the place, but he started all 16 games over the last four seasons for the Houston Texans. Eagles get another Texans guy here in Chris. But the big news, obviously, lots of shaking and lots of moves along the offensive line. How do you feel now about the state of an offensive line where last season we saw all five guys start all 16 games?
You knew that was not going to happen from the jump, Bo, because of Lane Johnson's suspension, and he's out for the next three games. So you have to move on from there. You thought Alan Barbary, you prepped him all preseason, had him ready to go, making the transition from the left side where he played most of his career to the right side. Now he's done for the year. So what you now do is you bring in Andrew Gardner, who came in, he filled in well. Even though he's been playing on the left side, he was really the backup primarily to Jason Peters at left tackle throughout the preseason. He now shifts over to the right tackle spot. Dennis Kelly, he played all throughout the preseason and played very well for this Eagles team, but he was a healthy scratch for that game against Jacksonville. You still have him as a reserve. Matt Tobin is a guy you're looking for. He's coming off an ankle injury. It remains to be seen whether he'll be good to go this week, but you bring in Wade Smith. Certainly, he knows his way around the league. He knows multiple offensive tackle positions, multiple offensive line positions. He'll be able to fill in amicably at a moment's notice at either the tackle or guard spots, which is obviously very important. Like you said, Bo, former Houston Texans, so there'll be some familiar faces at the very least in the locker room, but they've solidified the depth and they solidified the line for the time being, so that's going to be very important moving forward.
And as for the starters, I think we expect that Gardner will probably slide in and play right tackle for now. And then at left guard, it could be Kelly, it could be Tobin. I think it would be Tobin
if
he were healthy. It could be Mulkin, and who knows how quickly Wade Smith can get up to speed. Obviously, he's a guy who has experience starting. Some people would think maybe you think about sliding Todd Harriman to right tackle. My guess is that with Lane Johnson coming back in just a few weeks, you probably keep Todd at right guard. All right, we move on to the NFC East, where, what do you know, after just a couple days into this NFL season, the Eagles all alone atop the division. They're 1-0. The other three teams, well, they didn't look very good, Chris.
Well, you go to last night, Monday Night Football, the New York Giants with their new offense, with Ben McAdoo running the show. Eli Manning struggled in the preseason, although the Giants were 5-0, winning the Hall of Fame game included, but they simply flat struggled against the Detroit Lions, losing 35-14. The Giants defense unable to stop Matthew Stafford, who had three total touchdowns, two passes to Calvin Johnson. And you go to the rest of the division, Washington, the offense struggled despite all those weapons and the addition of just DeSean Jackson, losing 17-6 at the hands of the two-win Houston Texans from a year ago. And then last, but certainly not least, the Dallas Cowboys, down 21-3 after one quarter. They made a respectable 28-17 final score against the San Francisco 49ers. Tony Romo not able to take care of the football. Obviously, there were questions about their defense all throughout the preseason, and it definitely reared its ugly head in the early stages of that game as San Francisco got up early and then kept them at bay to finish off the job.
Poor Eli Manning on pace for 32 interceptions this season, more than his 27 last year. All right, on the other side, we will give you the first look at the Eagles' Monday night opponent, their week two opponent, the Indianapolis Colts. Coming back with more here on Eagles 360.